Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show. The riots in Baltimore this week prompted Major League Baseball to postpone two games between the Orioles and White Sox, and then to hold Wednesday's game in an empty stadium. We'll hear from ESPN's Tim Kirkchian, who was there. We'll also have a profile of Cleveland Cavaliers rookie head coach David Blatt, whose mission this postseason is to lead his team to the title, despite the fact that he had never before coached or played in the NBA. And we'll talk to the writer and director of the new documentary Bounce, How the Ball Taught the World to Play. In his commentary this week, Bill reflects on the Baltimore games that weren't.
The clichés about taking the season one game at a time and each game being as important as any other are especially relevant to baseball. The team that misses out on the autumn playoffs by a single win would have been at the party if the second baseman hadn't booted the ground ball and turned a sure double play into a long inning and a loss back in April. But those inclined to remember this spring, when we've reached the end of the baseball season, may regard as especially important the games that weren't played on Monday and Tuesday evenings. Concerned about the safety of fans, players, and everybody else at the ballpark, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred postponed those games that the Orioles and White Sox were supposed to play at Camden Yards. Then it was determined that the two teams would play Wednesday in the empty ballpark. So baseball goes on, for what that's worth. But before we forget why baseball was interrupted in Baltimore this week, let's think about the words of a man who was in the middle of the circumstances that interrupted it, as the authorities called for peace in the streets. "Where was the peace when we were getting shot?" asked a Baltimore resident named Alexander. "They don't call for peace then." Alexander would only give Ider Peralta, the NPR reporter with whom he was speaking, his first name. In 1992, the Dodgers had four games postponed after the Rodney King verdict. In July of 1967, police raided an after-hours bar in Detroit and detained scores of black citizens who were celebrating the return of two local soldiers from Vietnam. The riots that followed lasted several days and resulted in 43 deaths and over 7,000 arrests. A minor and incidental casualty was a ball game between the Tigers and the Orioles. Looting and rock throwing don't solve problems. Riots injure and disrupt the lives of innocents. Baltimore's mayor and others have called for peace, and a relative peace of a sort will come, as peace born of exhaustion came to Los Angeles in 1992 and to Detroit in 1967. But in the peace that includes the eventual resumption of baseball at Camden Yards, we would do well to remember why peace was lost in Baltimore and elsewhere, and to remember as well the voice of Alexander, who would not give the reporter his last name, and who asked, "Where is the peace when we were getting laid out? Where is the peace then?"
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.